Tesla adds $250 million for Giga Berlin cell factory. Extra cash flows into cell production exactly when EU battery passport rules take effect next quarter. Grünheide can now meet local sourcing thresholds for full Model Y volume without Asian imports. VW faces a direct squeeze on its cell contracts. They must accelerate their Northvolt stake or accept higher costs, eroding ID3 pricing power through 2026. This also builds a talent base that could accelerate 4680 cell ramp ahead of rivals. Model Y prices rise in U.S. first time in 2 years. Texas registration data already shows softening orders on the affected trims ahead of the May change. This timing protects margins ahead of the Juniper refresh while giving Ford and Hyundai a short window to steal conquest sales with targeted leases. If they fail to convert those buyers before the next cut, their Q3 share gains will evaporate quickly. The $1,000 move also tests elasticity without touching the base models that drive volume. Musk joins Trump-China business delegation. Direct talks with Beijing officials now bypass the usual ministry layers that slow every other foreign request. This access could unlock FSD data sharing terms that no competitor has secured. BYD and XPeng must decide whether to demand matching access for their own systems or risk Tesla pulling further ahead on regulatory approval inside China. The trip also signals to local partners that investment will continue only if autonomy rules move forward this year. Wiring Spring 2026 Update 2026.14.6 rolls out widely. Voice integration with Grok now lets drivers issue commands without touching the screen at all. That raises the bar for what GM's Super Cruise and Ford's Blue Cruise voice systems must deliver by year-end or lose relevance on long trips. International UI tweaks also reduce friction in right-hand drive markets, where adoption has lagged. Expect Mercedes and BMW to fast-track similar assistant updates in their next OTA cycles. The self-driving app feature will further highlight gaps in legacy navigation interfaces. FSD V14.3.3 adds RL training upgrades. Reinforcement learning tweaks target the exact corner cases where supervised systems still require interventions. This closes the performance gap on edge scenarios faster than traditional fleets can retrain. Cruise and Waymo now face pressure to match iteration speed or watch their robo-taxi expansion timeline slip by another year. The upgrade also improves data efficiency, meaning fewer vehicles needed to reach the same reliability threshold. Regulators in multiple states will likely cite these gains when reviewing permit applications later this year. Optimus Gen 3 factory plans target 1 million units. Scaling Optimus to 1 million units turns the labor math upside down for any warehouse still using human pickers by late next year. Fremont's July start proves the mechanical stack, yet Austin next summer decides whether suppliers lock in long-term pricing or get cut out. This volume forces every automation vendor to either match the cycle time or exit the mid-market bids entirely. Battery allocation becomes the hidden constraint once the line runs 3 shifts. Signature Model S and X delivery rescheduled to May 20th. Musk prioritizing China over the original May 12th slot shows where the next regulatory approval still sits. Buyers who held deposits now face a choice between taking an inventory unit or looking at the Lucid Air Sapphire instead. The slip compresses validation time for any final suspension tweaks ahead of the handovers. High-end customers hate uncertainty more than competitors do, and that window is exactly what Rivian needs to close a few more sales this quarter. Robotaxi shows long waits and glitches in Texas. Navigation failures during the Reuters rides trace directly to the perception model choking on temporary lane shifts and construction zones. Riders who get canceled once rarely retry the same day, which caps utilization before the service ever scales. This forces Waymo to push its own Dallas launch timeline forward by at least 2 quarters to lock in drivers who bailed. Sustained glitch rates above single digits keep Robotaxi priced as a premium novelty instead of a daily replacement. Tesla stock closes above $430 on May 11. The intraday reversal cleared resistance that had rejected every rally since the last delivery miss. Low volume tells you this is still momentum from retail rather than fresh institutional money entering. Options flow shows the 430 calls printing volume that wasn't there last week. Holding above that mark into earnings cuts short interest by another 8% if the trend stays intact. That reduces pressure on any upcoming equity raises tied to the next factory buildout. Shares fall 5% on China trip and delays. Panasonic concerns resurfaced exactly when the China schedule and robotaxi reports landed together. Investors who added on the prior dip now face the same execution questions they thought were answered. The market is repricing how fast 4,680 yields need to improve to protect gross margins next quarter. Battery partners read the same reports and start demanding higher prepayments on any new contract. This forces the cell team to hit the internal ramp by September or accept tighter supplier terms. Analyst: TSLA buyers get Optimus upside free. Piper's math leaves no room for execution slippage on Optimus. If the robot hits even 60% of modeled gross margins, the stock re-rates higher by another 25% without any new capital raise. That dynamic pressures legacy automakers to disclose their own humanoid timelines by year-end or risk losing talent to Tesla's robotics team. Tesla posts record May sales rebound globally. Registrations tell only half the story once you adjust for fleet deliveries and government incentives that expire in October. The real test comes in August when retail orders need to hold without those crutches. That forces Chinese rivals like BYD to accelerate their own price cuts or cede share in the export markets Tesla just reclaimed. Panasonic delays threatened 2026 Tesla volume. Yield data from the Cato Road pilot line suggests the tabless cells won't scale fast enough to backstop Panasonic's shortfall. That leaves Cybercab and Semi programs competing for the same constrained cell supply through mid-2026. Expect Tesla to quietly extend the Model Y refresh cycle by 6 months to free up capacity for energy products instead. Megapack 3 production ramps at Houston Megafactory. Early offtake agreements show utilities committing to multi-year Megapack volumes at fixed pricing that assumes further cost drops of 8% annually. That structure locks competitors like Fluence into lower-margin service contracts just to stay in the bidding. Watch the interconnection backlog in Texas once these units start shipping at scale next quarter. FSD version 14.3.2 shows mixed real-world performance. Owner logs show the new version actually increases disengagements per mile in urban cores compared to 14.2, despite smoother highway merges. That pattern suggests the end-to-end neural net still needs more negative examples from complex intersections before regulators sign off on unsupervised operation. GM's Cruise team is now under pressure to publish their own comparable metrics or lose credibility on safety claims. Update adds immersive sound and rear display. The rear screen now renders live occupancy and audio zones that shift with passenger movement. Legacy suppliers never built for that kind of real-time fusion. Watch what happens when fleet data from these updates starts feeding directly into next year's hardware refresh cycle. Most competitors will need at least 18 months just to match the baseline, handing Tesla another full model year of differentiation in the premium segment. That lag compounds when buyers start comparing cabin experiences across test drives. International models get amber turn signal UI fix. Drivers in Europe and Asia no longer see a red indicator when the hardware emits amber light. That mismatch had quietly increased cognitive load on every lane change. Now the same telemetry that caught the error will surface other regional discrepancies months earlier than before. Expect European regulators to start asking Tesla for similar fixes on upcoming models, while competitors scramble to audit their own display logic. The pattern suggests software validation will soon require region-specific simulation farms instead of one global build. Tesla raises 2026 CapEx plans above $25 billion. Internal models now tie that budget directly to next-generation Dojo clusters and megafactory lines running in parallel. Most analysts still treat the robotic spend as experimental. In reality, the CapEx ratio between energy and AI hardware just flipped, which means any delay in energy storage deployments will immediately pressure the robotics timeline. Ford and GM will have to decide within 6 quarters whether to license the same supply chain or watch their cost per kilowatt hour drift further behind. FSD V14 trial ends as new builds merge. Builds rolling out now carry the merged code that eliminates separate city and highway branches. That consolidation cuts validation time in half for every subsequent point release. Insurers have already begun modeling discount tiers around the percentage of miles driven with the new stack active. Watch the first major carrier that prices policies using Tesla's anonymized engagement data instead of traditional demographics. The rest of the market will need to match those rates or lose the low-risk segment entirely. Tesla Energy backlog stays strong despite Q1 dip. Order flow from commercial customers never actually slowed once you adjust for the single delayed project. Virtual power plant participation now generates recurring revenue that smooths the hardware lumps. Grid operators face a quiet shift where large loads can island themselves during peak pricing events. Several regional utilities have started renegotiating long-term contracts early rather than risk losing those customers to behind-the-meter storage fleets. The pattern will spread as more states finalize their distributed energy rules.